Stacey, thanks for coming in. Another good round today, 369. Can you tell me a little bit about your round?
Yeah, my round was, I was all over the place, but I made some really good up and downs and stayed really patient on the back nine, and was fortunate to get away with a couple pars I probably shouldn't have, and posted a good number, I think.
Questions?
Yesterday you said the course seemed a little baked out, but playing in the afternoon. Did you get the sense that it had come back a little bit this morning, or is it still pretty crispy out there?
Yeah, it definitely came back. Actually had ball marks today and this morning, so I didn't have those at all yesterday. But the hole locations today, though, were tucked in the corners, and they were hard to get to. So I almost think it played a little tougher to this morning, I guess.
Can you tell us a little bit about the pars that you thought you were lucky to say? Where were they and what happened?
Well, it's hole 6 through 9. Six, I made a pretty good up and down, had to make a 3-foot slider down the hill, but 7 and 8, I made I think probably an 8-footer for par, and then
and where had you been before?
I was just right in the rough and just had a hard shot. And then 9, I hit it behind the tree off the tee and still had 200 yards in for my third shot and hit it just perfect, just short of the green, and got up and down for par. So, I mean, it could have been a huge swing there. I could have been 4 over easily.
How did you, was it a creative shot? What did you hit? How did you conceive of what you were going to do there?
Well, I mean, it was just a hard shot. Just not ideal. It's not what you want.
What club did you hit there?
I had a hybrid in to 9.
Stacey, you were on a giant stage a few years ago at the U.S. Women's Open. Mm-hmm. Can you kind of tell us what the journey's been like and what you've learned in the time?
Yeah, it's been, I thought coming off that Open, it'd be kind of instant success and I'd be rolling right along, but kind of hit a rut a little bit at the end of my rookie year, and I was kind of lost. I was like, what am I doing out here? And didn't really know what to do. And I found a new instructor to start the year, and I guess it'd be a year ago in January. And, you know, since then I've just been working hard, and it's all about the process. I mean, people say that all the time, but it's just, you got to work hard and you got to prepare every week. And I don't know. It's been pretty cool though.
Can you tell us how you got lost, or what made you feel lost?
Didn't help. I was halfway across the world by myself in Japan and Korea and all that for the first time. And I wasn't playing good golf, and I didn't really have a coach at the time. So I didn't know what I was doing with my swing. And it was kind of like, why am I doing this? Like, what am I doing out here? And so talked with my parents, and they're like, you need to get a coach, you need to get a team together, you need a group of people that have the same goals that you do.
Who's your coach again?
Joe Hallett.
Two questions. What, you chipped in on the first hole?
Yeah, I did. I hit it in the left rough off the tee and was trying to just bounce a shot in there, but it came up just a little short and chipped it right in the center. I think the flag's probably 10 on, so it's probably 30 feet.
And then, with your experience at the Open a few years ago, just kind of, what did that teach you in terms of dealing with the kind of pressure in a major championship and coming into the press room and all that jazz?
Yeah, I think it helped me on the back nine today, because I was really frustrated making the turn. I mean, I was exhausted, and just helped me to stay patient and just keep, every shot's important, and one swing can completely change around. And so, and that's what I found out at the last year at Interlock, or the last round at Interlock, and that looking back, it was just a couple swings earlier in the round completely changed the momentum. So I was just trying to stay positive and stay patient.
What did your new coach do with your swing? Did he do anything dramatic to it, or was it, yeah, where it